There we go. Hello, I'm so excited that it
All
worked.
right, guys, so I have an idea, and we have 42 people who are watching right now, and so I want to hear your feedback. I have been meaning to launch a podcast for quite some time. Let me tell you why. I don't know about you, but like I'm at the point where I'm Googling like how to grow my business without having to be on a screen because it's just everything, right? That's how we learn these days. It's like everything's on a screen, whether it's micro learning through reels or through webinars or video, it's just everything. And I'm like, I want to create an opportunity for someone like me to learn without having to look at a screen. And so I've been playing around with this idea of doing content strategy school for quite some time. And obviously, Randy's like my go-to girl, helping my realtors nationwide grow. So we do all of our real estate stuff together. And so me and Randy's episodes would be content strategy school for realtors. So what do you guys think about this? Would you listen to like a 20-minute, 30-minute podcast about upping your content game? Would you listen to that? If y'all say no, this is the moment. This is like, don't make me do it.
I think everybody would. I think screen fatigue is a real thing. I have been having like more headaches, and it's like I have a really good day, but the better day I have on screen, the worst day I have the next day. It's like I have screen fatigue, I have a headache, I just feel gross. And so also, I mean, it's also much more effective to just like listen to 20 minutes on a drive than it is to like jump on the screen one more time, right? Well, the yeses are rolling in,
Rolling in. I
rolling
freaking love it. Okay, looks like
in.
this is a thing now. Welcome to Content Strategy School for Realtors. Maybe this is the first episode that will be published. Luckily for me, Randy has a badass is a very seasoned podcast host and has a badass VA team who can help us repurpose our audios to bring more value. It's
Yes.
original and different. Everyone is doing the same thing. I love I so I have this new podcast I'm kind of obsessed with. And it's like an odd obsession because he's very odd and he's not nearly as big as the other big names. But I think that more and more people are going to be looking at less flair and really looking for more data. And I know a lot of you guys follow me because you like the data. You like the, I want, like, give me the tactical, not the theory, give me the nitty gritty. And that also like really inspired me. And he was telling a story this podcaster about how his first podcast, it was like him and his buddy, like sitting on their couch, like next to, like sharing a mic. And I think that there is like this feeling of like, what if you do it wrong? It's like, well, you're never
Right.
gonna fucking figure it out how to do it right until you start doing it wrong. So we might as well just start.
Even for content like video content, yesterday there was an article that was talking about the fact that the unperfected, the un, you know, professionally shot footage is what's performing better, right? Like I've moved to a little bit of the professional shot, not because I believe that's what has to be put out there, but just logistically for me to like sit down in front of somebody and make it is so much
But
easier.
I saw
But the
your
stuff.
and Jordy's video yesterday that was professional quality, meaning like the video was clearly you guys were seated, but you guys were having a authentic,
Correct.
underproduced conversation. And in my mind, guys, the problem is that we think of quality as like animations and transitions and edits. Like that's not what quality is. The quality of the content, right? Of the information being shared, that's the first way we measure quality, right? But it is underproduced, authentic quality that is outperforming overproduced, over animated quality. And so I think that's a really important distinction here as you guys start seeing more of these articles come out of like, well, what's working, like being raw or whatever. Well, that's what's working. It's underproduced, authentic quality informational content is what's winning. Otherwise people feel like they're being sold to. Like I loved, you guys should, first of all, follow Randy's agent account right here because that's an account me and Randy share. But second of all, you should follow Randy's personal account. Maybe Randy next time will go live on your personal account, and because I think everyone should see that video.
Yeah, we actually shot like five of them, and so it's kind of a thing. And it's really fun. Here's a hack for content,
She
right?
shot five of them, if you're an agent watching right now, and she referenced a client and used the client's wrong name and then decided not to edit it out. That made me my favorite. You're like, what do you think what Chris will think about this? And Jordy's just straight up like, his name is Charles. Like, what's like,
Well, and here's the funny thing. He's not on
editing
social media.
ability. That was the best part to me. You have editing ability, and you were like, nah, we're cool.
We're totally good. We're totally good. And here's the funny thing is he's not even on social media. And then I told him at a showing, I was like, I was talking about you this week and I got your name wrong. And he's like, wait, what? You got my name wrong? So now there's a new joke that his name is Chris and I call him Chris. And
maybe he listens to the podcast. But, maybe he'll listen to this on our first ever episode of Content Strategy School for Realtors.
Here's one of the biggest hacks when it comes to content. Like, stop doing something that is not naturally fun for you or that you don't enjoy. Don't not force yourself into the box, right? Like, and so that I think is something that I have finally figured out is like mine and Jordy's banter is actually what people love. And that's what they get when they work with us. They work with us as a team. And so when you buy or sell with us, you get that banter. And so now when we're arguing about something, I'm like, just stop right now. Go put it in our list. And we're going to debate this with the camera on. That's it. The same conversation that we naturally have, we just throw a camera on. It's that simple.
Can we talk about existing outside the box? Because so for some of you guys know, first of all, I'm very divided right now on my stance of like new followers. I'm like, yes, of course, I want to continue to grow. It validates you as like a professional to have 1 million followers, there's 100,000 followers. But I'm also like fully convinced all the cool people have found me. So like, there's no need for like any more people to like come here. It's kind of like when we moved to Nashville from California, like it's closed. Like this is a club now, like no need to send anyone else, you know? But I was talking to my husband about this and like kind of going through this process of growth and growing in front of people, which is really uncomfortable in content. And then also like becoming a mirror or having everyone else grow into your space where now all of a sudden they're a mirror of you. And for me, that was very strange. Like at the beginning of last year, I dropped the whole like B-roll viral video thing. Whole bunch of people were like, now, like they are now B-roll viral video experts. It's like become this whole genre, right? And so like, I'm on the verge of like pivoting because I'm like, I was authentically outside the box, like you were just talking about. I was myself and then everyone became me. And then they outgrew me, which is fucking incredible. Right. But I'm like, I literally almost updated my Instagram bio yesterday, Randy, to like BRB, revamping my MySpace. Like if I see one more like Instagram growth hacking coach, my head's gonna explode. And so I feel like I'm in this like rebellion phase where I'm like, I want to be the exact opposite of what everyone else is becoming right now.
I think the biggest thing is giving ourselves permission, like you said, to have different seasons. And I think that the pressure for especially somebody like you that hits your growth and has your level of following is that you have to continue to be this expectation of what you are. And I think one of the things I admire most is you're like, you know what? Like, I know I taught you to do that for the last year, but I'm kind of over it and I'm pivoting. And I think that is a lesson in itself that can be learned from somebody like you, right? That's a lesson in itself that can be learned. And for me, Lauren, I want to do less with more. And in real estate, how many times do we start down this natural evolution of whatever this invisible ladder is? And it's like, okay, I got to build this. I got to do this. And I'm like, I don't want to do any of that. Like, I want to do less with more. I have no desire to do all of that.
Yeah. I think that it does, you just hit the nail on the head. It's giving yourself permission to change. I mean, one of the reasons when I talk to business owners who like, I think that the fear, the underlying fear that holds them back, right? Real estate, anyone, right? Is that it's like, well, if I start putting out content as this, like, do I have to stay this? Like, does that mean that I've like pigeonholed myself? And I actually had written a book like years ago and never put out the book because I was like, well, I'm growing. Like I'm not the person I was who wrote this 3 years ago by the time it was done. And so it was like, you know, I had almost like outgrew who I was when I wrote the book. You know who's doing this really well? Do you follow Brad the Realtor?
No, I don't think I know who he is.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. Okay, guys. So I will do a viral video of this. But if you're not following Brad, it's like he is an agent and we should probably have him on Content Strategy.
Totally.
Real Estate Edition. We will. He's my first interview done. He literally has been going viral. I don't know how long he's been doing content, but it's almost like his friend followed him into a house and was like, dude, we need to start sharing video. And he was like, I'm not, you're looking him up right now. I can tell.
I am.
It's totally fine. This is where we would cut away and show Brad the Realtor video, and we will. So, or if this you're listening to this on our podcast, our first ever episode, go ahead and we'll have linked the video in the show notes. Look, she's a natural.
Show notes, listen to you.
So it's like he wandered into a house And then was and then his buddy was like, dude, we really like, I saw this lady on Instagram, Lauren Taylor, and she told me we should really start creating content. And he's like, I don't fucking want to create content. It is the most unhinged home showings like that I have seen. And it is incredible. And so he's gone completely against the grain of like what an agent would say when they're usually showing.
Says Brad Scott, unprofessional realtor.
Oh my God. Does it say that?
That's literally what his name
is. Icon. I'm gonna change my entire content strategy. If you're an agent and you don't follow Brad the realtor, and if he doesn't get like at least another 1,000 followers from this podcast episode alone, so good. So he, in my opinion, is someone that's like, look, I see what's working. The unprofessional realtor, I'm dying. I see what's working, 88,000 followers. How do I get him live with us right now? And he's just like, I'm going to do this my way, right? If you're forcing me to do video, like I'm going to do it my way. It's so good. Like literally let me read you the titles of his last four reels. Actually, his last four reels are.
They all poop emoji. I'll say the same thing,
this
right?
Poop emoji. So this shit is available now. That's it.
That's it. Yep.
That's it. Like, it is unhinged. It is amazing. I'm going to link my, like three favorite videos. And then, like, this is clearly my spirit animal. Like, if you look a week back, he shared a video. It's like, I fucking love Texas. That's it. That's the video.
Yeah, title. This is the one that's like, yeehaw, mother effer.
Randy, I want you to know I have a reel queued up this week. And I say GD in it. But I don't say the word. I say GD. And I was like, that one's for Randy.
Improvement.
It's moving in the right direction.
Yes, take it.
My new favorite. I'm going to get him on Content Strategy School. If you guys want to see Brad the Realtor, the viral, unprofessional realtor on the This Shit Is Available Now 2024. That's all it says.
That's all it says. Here's something, though, that I want our listeners to think about. So, of course, if there's not already somebody watching us and listening to us right now that is like turned off because this is unprofessional, that's going to happen. But the number one thing you have got, if you're going to go in on content, you've got to get comfortable with is not being everybody's cup of tea. Like, I changed my strategy, and let me tell you a fun secret. Miss Lauren Taylor, who I love to death, who I've been friends with and in business with, probably 8 months ago, maybe even a year ago now, that I put out a piece of content and she liked it. And she was like, oh, I like it. And she actually shared it for like 45 seconds. And then she was like, oh, I can't share that. She had some personal reservations, so she pulled it back. But to my point, when I made the choice that I don't make a conscious effort to be polarizing, but I'm okay being polarizing. I'm okay. Within one swipe of my Instagram, I want you to either love me or hate me. And the day that you can begin having that content strategy is the day that you're going to see traction. Because what happens now through that content strategy is people show up ready to work with me. They know me. They like me. They trust me. They're willing to work my way and they're ready to go. And I'm able to sit with the buyer or sit with the seller. And I'm able to say, okay, here's our next 6-week success plan. And in 6 weeks, I'm handing you keys if we do this. And they say yes, and we're in. We're not dancing around things. We're not footing around things because they know exactly who I am and I know who they are. But again, I had to get comfortable. My entire content strategy was like me or hate me. You can't be lukewarm, right? And Lauren, you know I'm a Bible banger and we're not supposed to be lukewarm for Jesus. So don't be lukewarm for Realtor Randy. Either love me or hate me.
That's very true. You know, it's so funny because you just hit the nail on the head. Like people are looking at this and they're like, I would never do that. Okay, then do what you would do, but do it to the 10th degree. Yeah. I bet you there was a point where this guy, just like us, right, at some point, like, was like gray in the middle, like, and I'm sure he had some like moderate success, right? And then he was like, I just want to do it on my terms. If you're going to fail on your terms. Go all in on being you. It is so much easier to create content when you are being authentically you because you don't have to put on a face to be anyone else. You can just show up, turn on the camera, and press record. And that, again, the beauty is that you're in a space right now where this underproduced, authentic content is outperforming these very scripted videos. So if this is the moment where you've been like scared to go all in, guess what? Like now's the time. Like yeah. Now is the time.
Can we elaborate on something you said, where you said like fell out of 10? Yesterday, I saw a video that was so powerful to me. And so every night, you know, we have the big farmhouse table that sits 20. And so 18 to 20 of us sit around the table. And every night I ask my entire family, what was your favorite part of your day? That's like my go-to question. Well, I saw a video yesterday and it like, I was like, oh, that is gold. I'm totally doing it. So this girl was sharing that every single day at dinner, her dad asked the kids, what did you fell at today? And if they didn't have something they felt that, he was like, you need to go fell at something. So he built a natural muscle in his kids to fail forward. And I was like, that is freaking gold. I'm going to at least a couple nights a week, I'm going to shift it up to like, what did you fell at today? Like if you didn't fell at something, then you're not trying at something. Right?
It's like that whole idea too. Like you're not scared of failing. You're scared of failing in front of people.
Yeah.
But there's not one person who has become successful at anything without failing in front of people. It's just not possible.
Yeah. Well,
the rite of passage.
100%. 100%. So I love this. We're not going to let you fail. Well, you might stumble a little bit. We're not going to let you fail with the content strategy for Realtors podcast, right?
Plug. Hey, if you were not on here new at me, and Randy just announced that we're launching a podcast, we're going to be using these audios so you can enjoy them in your car, on your drives, as you're out showing homes. Content strategy for realtors. We're going to have amazing guests. I cannot wait. You know what? I want to do an array of guests. I want people who are going viral, but I also, like, I have a lender that we have worked with who literally like sold $10 million in real estate transactions between loans and sales with less than 400 followers. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what I would love to focus on too, is that like, this is not the podcast that you listen to get 100,000 followers. Like you actually don't need that.
Oh my,
like,
my gosh, yes.
What you need is legit content strategy that builds relationships, that like, creates commissions.
So listen to this. I have an agent that's in Dripping Springs, Texas. Okay. And so she's part of one of my programs, and we were on a call. I was actually doing like an interview to interview her into one of my audiences and introduce her. And so we were talking, and what I love about her is she's an executor, right? She's an absolute executor. Like when she decided she wanted to blog, she went all in and became a blogger. Well, about 4 months ago, she told me like, I want to go in on YouTube. Like I want to start building my business on YouTube. So I was asking her like, what does that look like? And so she shared with me how success has looked on YouTube. And she's like, yeah, I'm up to 83 subscribers. And speaking of failure, like if we've gone all in on something, we put our blood, sweat, and tears into it, especially today when we can all quickly find somebody we know that has 10,000 followers, how quick can we feel like a failure with 83 subscribers, right? That can feel that like a failure. And she kept talking, which she didn't feel like a failure, and she absolutely isn't. But she's like, yeah, and I've closed one deal. And I said, well, hold on, back up. In 4 months, you've already closed a deal, which life cycle of a contact, that's a quick flow through. Okay. So she's made somebody followed her, started following her content, connected with her, and is already closed. So she's already had a sell. So 83 subscribers on YouTube, 4 months into YouTube, and a closed sell. And when we turn that ROI around, because that YouTube isn't costing what a realtor.com or a Zillow or an online source, and it doesn't have to have the build out to handle the volume, her ROI is probably 99.7%, especially because she's good at shooting her own content. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that is so powerful. So what we're going to talk about in content strategy is the right metrics, not the vanity metrics. We don't give a crap if you have 100,000 followers. We care about you having $100,000 in your bank.
I legit had a agent that was meeting with who's in our Amplify program, and I've been pushing him. I'm like, you have to post more content. I don't care what it is at this point. You have to post more content. Otherwise, you're not going to figure out what works for you, right? Like, it's like, and so we were clarifying his message, and he came on our last call and was like, well, I posted a picture, and what did he do? He was like, And I got like a $600,000 listing. I was like,
oh my God. Do you ever?
I cannot with you. I can't. So is there anything else that I can help you with that would help you to like, there can't be anything more motivating than that. He has like less than 1,000 followers. And I'm just like, okay. So does this make this a priority for you now?
But did it, because so I'm just going to be very honest, and she'll kill me later for it. But this is the exact conversation I have with Jordy all the time. And then when Jordy pushes out a piece of content, inevitably three people are in her DMs. Jordy, I think I'm ready to start buying. And I'm like, Jordy, did you see? And then she doesn't do it. It takes me 6 more months. So, I mean, all kidding aside, there's obviously a major hurdle for certain people to actually get comfortable and to get committed to doing it. And we're all guilty of doing something that works and then never doing it again. So this is also something that we can dive into, is like, why, when it works, do we not do it a second time? Why do we not rinse and repeat?
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because you and I were talking about this yesterday. We're talking about how you've overcomplicated your success story, like how you get testimonials and how we share them, right? And like, I feel like there's this pressure of like, if you're not running like a big business, or what is a big business? A big business is sometimes like overly, quite frankly, effing complicated, right? It's like, you don't have these systems and you're not winning. Like, guys, look, I run my system, my entire business off of like 4 like softwares that I primarily use, and like Google Sheets. And so me and Randy were going through one of the most recent Google Sheets that I created. And we're like, well, I mean, this just simplifies it. Like, if we know that, if we share a success story every single week, that results in like 20 DMs and 20 appointments, and, you know, adds like 20 people to our email list, like, why don't we just do this every single week? Well, do we have a way to collect those? Well, I need to build the landing page for that. No, you don't. You need a Google Sheet, right? And so like this simple, let's like simplify it to its nth degree of like what is needs to be done, right? So, and then how do we make that a priority? For me, it's this easy, guys. It's a freaking Post-it. This is my success code. I literally like teach people in Amplify like how to find their success code. I post enough content to know if I just post X, Y, Z that my pipeline keeps flowing, right? Yeah. And it has nothing to do with growing followers. Quite frankly, it has everything to do with new clients and new people to help. But taking the time to like create enough content to figure out what works for you, and then holding yourself accountable. Like, this is my top of funnel. Yeah. And if it's not a post-it, and guess what? Like, I could find an app that reminds me. I could, but you know what works just as well? This like
post-it.
And so
I literally have a post-it to tell me to slow down my talking.
It's that whole idea of like do it the way that works in your brain, is authentic to you and your business. It doesn't have to look like anyone else's, but it doesn't change the fact that it needs to get done. And so I think everyone is guilty of that. And I think we ebb and flow between it. And if we can just find the thing that works for us and then do that repeatedly over and over again at greater scale, that's what scales your business.
Well, 100%. And it's the same thing that we were talking about, even about who we are and how we show up, is the recipe. And this is what I've dubbed it. So we're trademarking it right here, public record. Randy's trademarking it. But my recipe for success, it changes. My recipe for success changes. So if you've ever coached with me or mentored with me, I coach my agents to win their day, right? Win their day by noon, have a 100-point day. And I have a very outlined recipe of like how they can make it their own and how they can do that. But I'm not at the point in my career where I can actually like run that page and make sure like, okay, I got to do this. I just don't have the time or the bandwidth. I have too much happening. But I did need to identify a handful of key things that I needed to do. So I came up with what's called the 6-5-4-3-2-1. It's my recipe, right? I know if I have 6 agent appointments a week, if I have 5 agent database additions, if I send 4 clients to lending, and I have 3 successful days of my power hour with 2 client appointments and 1 event, that's my recipe for success. That gives me, it actually gives me the potential to have a 1,092-point year. So if I suck and I don't make the whole every day, I don't do every week, I have a 1,000-point year, that makes me a $300,000 year, right? It's that simple. So it's like a little hack in my head. Like, if I send somebody to lending,
it's noise. That's the thing, is that like, do you have, if you know that that's all you have to do, then the next step is realizing the rest is noise. Then nothing else should get done until those things are done.
No, you know where the aha comes? So the aha comes is I said to my VA, you hold me responsible for every single day at the end of the day, ask me for my recipe, right? Just ask me for my numbers, right? So I can tell you what I did. 3 days in, I'm like, I didn't do a damn thing on my recipe, but I worked my butt off. I worked like a 12. And I was like, you know what? There's a problem. Immediate identifier. And so here's what happens with agents, is we don't just know these couple little things. You don't need to know all the things. You don't have to have all the systems. You need to know a couple key metrics that you're responsible for, right? When you know those KPIs, and then you just hold yourself accountable daily, you'll catch yourself on day 3 and you'll course correct and you'll still make money in 90 days. But what happens is you don't have any intentionality in your business. You don't catch that you're not doing the right activities. And then you get 90 days down the line and you have nothing in your pipeline. And now you've got a big problem on top of realizing you didn't do the right activities.
So what you just described is productivity placebo, is that you have given yourself the illusion that you are actually like accomplishing things that move the needle in your business, that is actually keeping you from moving the needle in your business. So people who scale their business 2 or 3 times in, you know, 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, is that they refuse to kind of lay victim to the productivity placebo. They are able to tear themselves away from the things that our brain is naturally distracted by, the things that we want to do, until the things that have to be done are done. And so I think that that is like a huge issue in the real estate business, right? How many of us like, well, I have to build out my CRM. I have to do this. Guys, I made multiple six figures selling lots of houses, and I never actually had a CRM. I did it all through Facebook Messenger, right? I didn't start a CRM until literally probably this year. It is actually working. I hired someone to do it for me because the scale of people coming through Instagram was so much greater than like real estate, right? But like majority of us don't have to do that. Like we think that's a missing piece of the puzzle. What we have to do is get in the conversation. What we have to do is pump people through our top of funnel. What we need to do is be out there making sure more people know that we exist, right? So being able to define or to identify, like, is this a productivity placebo,
right?
Or does this actually move the needle in my business? That is the key to success if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a realtor, and then how you keep yourself focused on things that actually matter.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I'm excited because I think that these are all things that we're going to be able to help our agents that, you know, subscribe to our podcast to dive into and to really get good at. We want to help you be a better executor in your business, right? And my personal mission for 2024 is to help agents do more with less, right? So if you're the agent that is like, every agent has 25 businesses and has like a million things that are happening, and I just want to do more with less because at the end of the day, I want more time with my family and I want more money in my bank account, then you're my match, right? Because that is the goal, to do more with less and be more present with our family.
You are in the right place then. Hey guys, me and Randy have a goal of helping 5 agents every single week craft their agent success plan. So if you are someone who you are ready to level up your business, I don't care where your business is. If you're selling 6 figures and you're ready to go 7, if you're selling 100 houses, you're ready to go 200, do us a favor and message Randy's account here, that agent success account, and we will send you over our application where we will review your business plan as a realtor, and we will give you tips and tricks to be able to level up your businesses. Our agent success plan have helped many of our agents that we have worked with to grow their business multiple 6 figures, spend more time with their family, and really automate the next, like, you know, leveling up of their business. So everyone stay tuned for the podcast release. And thanks for joining us this week on
and our here's to a successful life. Woo! We had a successful live. Cheers. Bye guys.
Bye guys.